Welcome to the Thriving in the Kingdom podcast with me, Vincent Kodongo. This is a place where you learn how to function in the kingdom of heaven optimally through the application of its timeless principles. We have been speaking about kingdom keys for walking in the supernatural, and we have been expounding on the sixth key, which is that you shall be filled with the Holy Spirit, be filled with the manifest presence of God. Within this context, we have discussed a number of benefits for being filled with the Spirit of God. And so we are now speaking about the seventh benefit of being filled with the Spirit of God, the seventh benefit of being filled with the manifest presence of God. So the seventh one is this, is that the manifest presence of God enhances the expression of the expression or operation of spiritual gifts in us. The manifest presence of God enhances the expression or operation of spiritual gifts in us. It is important to know this, that all spiritual gifts in the kingdom originate from the Holy Spirit. That is why they are referred to as gifts of the Holy Spirit. If you read where some of the gifts are explained and set out, this is in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 4 to 11, which I'll read. It says this, there are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of working, but the same God works all of them in all men. Now to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. This is the NIV, it uses the word manifestation of the Spirit, but some other versions is the gift of the Spirit. Then verse 8 says, to one there is given through the Spirit the message of wisdom, or word of wisdom. To another, the message of knowledge by the means of the same Spirit. It's also called word of knowledge. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of the healing by that one Spirit. To another, miraculous powers. To another, prophecy. To another, distinguishing between spirits, which is also discernment of spirits. Then to another, speaking in different kinds of tongues. And to another, the interpretation of tongues. All these are the work of one and the same Spirit, and he gives them to each one as he determines. So as you can see, all the spiritual gifts from God are gifts of the Holy Spirit. They are manifestations of the Spirit, as the NIV Bible speaks about, the New International Version speaks about them. So when you are filled with the Holy Spirit, then you begin to, and therefore this is the manifest presence of God, you begin to express these gifts. You will begin to experience an operation of these gifts in a greater sense. So the more we are filled, the more we express, and the more we operate in these gifts. So this is one of the benefits of the manifest presence. So if you spend time with God and you are full of the Spirit, the gifts that of the Spirit that you have will be manifested. Whatever gifts, if you have the gift of prophecy, when you are full of the Spirit, that gift will be manifested. If you have the gift of healing and you are full of the Spirit, that gift will be manifested. So whichever gift that you have, it will be manifested because of the manifest presence of God in you, expressed by the being filled with the Spirit. The Holy Spirit is referred to in the Bible as the Spirit of Grace. The Holy Spirit is referred to in the Bible as the Spirit of Grace. For example, in the book of Zechariah chapter 12 verse 10, the scripture says this, it says, and I will pour out on the house of David and the inhabitants of Jerusalem a spirit of grace and supplication. Yeah, or the spirit of grace and supplication. They will look on me, the one they have pierced, and they will mourn for him as one who mourns only for an only child, and grieve bitterly for him as one who grieves for a firstborn son. So as you can see, it's calling the Spirit of God the Spirit of Grace and Supplication. It's a dimension of grace from the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Grace. Some other versions say the Spirit of Mercy and Prayer. So the Spirit of God, so the Holy Spirit, is called the Spirit of Grace Yeah, and another place where the scriptures call refer to the Spirit of God as the Spirit of grace is Hebrews chapter 10 verse 28 and 29. Hebrews chapter 10 verse 28 and 29. It says this. It says, anyone who rejected the law of Moses died without mercy on the testimony of two or three witnesses. How much more severely do you think a man deserves to be punished who has trampled the Son of God underfoot, who has treated as unholy thing and as an holy thing the blood of the covenant that sanctified him, and who has insulted the Spirit of grace? So you see, the Spirit of grace now is speaking about the Holy Spirit. So the Spirit of God is speaking out about the Spirit. So it's basically telling you that the source of grace is the Spirit of God. The grace is spoken in the Bible as grace coming through Christ, and the Spirit of God is also called the Spirit of Jesus. And so it's coming from the same person, and it speaks about the word of grace. So grace comes from the word of God. Grace comes from the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit is referred to as the Spirit of grace. So wherever the Spirit is, there is grace. And when you're speaking about gifts, gifts are expressions of grace, the expression of grace. And we see this even from the meaning of the word that is used to describe grace in the original text that was written in the Greek. You know, the New Testament was written in Greek. So the scripture speaking about grace uses the word charis, charis. Charis, and then for gift, the word for gift is charisma. So what is charisma? Charisma is as you can see, is a gift. You see, charisma is derived from the word, from charis, which is grace. So gift, for gift is a derivative of grace, as you can see the words. So it's a form of grace, as we see in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10. So then the plural of gifts is charismata. Charismata is, and this in literal sense means the different results of grace. So the gifts of the Holy Spirit, who is the Spirit of grace, are different results of grace. That we have grace, and then we have charisma, which is a form of grace. A gift is a form of grace, and then we have plural of gifts, which is a charismata, which is different results of grace. So wherever the Holy Spirit comes, he manifests in different dimensions of grace. So different dimensions of grace that we express in the kingdom are derived from, as a kingdom citizen, are derived from the Holy Spirit. So when you are full of the Spirit of God, the dimension of grace that is entrusted to you, that is allocated to you as a believer, will be manifested more expressly. And we, all of us, have different dimensions in terms of type and in terms of level of grace. So the more you are filled with the Spirit of God, the more you experience a manifestation of the gifts of the manifestation of dimensions of grace in the form of the gifts and other expressions of God, of the Spirit. The word charismatic actually came from the word charismata, which is the different results of grace, as we have seen. And that's why we talk about the charismatic movement. Yeah. So the charismatic movement. So just to see that the grace is a different, that when you speak about charismata, is a different results of grace. It's a word that is used in 1 Peter chapter 4 verse 10 in the original text. So in this NIV, it says, each one should use whatever gifts he has received to serve others, faithfully administering God's grace in its various forms. Each one should use whatever gift he has received to serve others, faithfully administering God's grace in its various forms. So you see, because we have charis, that's the grace, and this form in terms of a gift is charisma. So we have the charisma, we have different charisma. And the different charisma are in plural, they are called in totality charismata. So we have different results of grace. It's what First Peter is telling us through Apostle Peter that when you use our gifts, you're expressing God's grace in its various forms. So a gift, spiritual gift, is a form of grace. A gift of the Holy Spirit is a form of grace. And different gifts of the Holy Spirit are different results of grace. Yeah. So therefore, when you're speaking about being full of the Spirit of God, being filled with the presence of God, we are filled with grace, and we express this grace we express this grace to other in different forms, that's in different gifts. It's also probably I should also continue speaking about the issue of grace with reference to what the scriptures say in Romans chapter 12 verse 6 to 8 concerning gifts. It says this, this Apostle Paul speaking, it says, we have different gifts according to the grace given us. You see, so it's relating gifts with grace, it's relating charisma with charis. See, so we have different gifts according to the grace given us. If a man's gift is prophesying, let him use it to his proportion of faith. Yeah, grace comes through faith. Grace is downloaded through faith into the natural realm. It is so verse 7 says, if it is serving, let him serve. If it is teaching, let him teach. If it is encouraging, let him encourage. If it is contributing to the needs of others, let him give generously. If it is leadership, let him govern diligently. If it is showing mercy, let him do it cheerfully. So you see, these are different expressions of grace, whether it's prophecy or service or teaching or encouragement, or which is also called exhortation, or contributing towards the needs of others. Yeah. That's in the gift of giving, and then the next one is the gift of giving, that's giving, or leadership, you see, or mercy, showing mercy. So you see, all these are different expressions, these are different gifts coming from the Spirit of God, because as we have seen, the Spirit of God is a spirit of grace. So the grace is not coming from anywhere, it's coming from God through His Spirit. See, so as we are full of the Spirit, we'll express these different dimensions of grace according to what has been assigned to us. And then we will also experience different levels of grace. As we are faithful with little, we are entrusted with much more. We're given different dimensions of grace and different levels in accordance with the assignment that God wants us to us, and in accordance with our faithful use of the gifts to advance the purposes of God. So therefore, as you can see, that if this Holy Spirit is the Spirit of grace, and gifts, spiritual gifts are expressions of grace, they are different dimensions of grace, they are different forms of grace, different results of grace. Therefore, you find that when you are full of the Spirit of God, when you are filled with the presence of God, with the manifest presence of God, that one of the automatic results of that, one of the benefits of that, will be the expression of a spiritual gift, or the operation, the enhanced operation of a spiritual gift. So that is a benefit. That is another benefit of being filled with the Holy Spirit, or being filled with the manifest presence of God. And as we see, we know that a spiritual gift is a supernatural endowment. It's not just a talent from natural talents. This is an ability of the Spirit that is granted to us. It's grace. It's supernatural. It's something that is coming from from God Himself, that is expressed in us by His Spirit who lives within us. So if you want to see gifts of the Spirit of God, then be filled with the Spirit of God. Be filled with the presence of God. And it's something that I see myself also experiencing, and many people also experiencing, that the more I spend in time with God, the more the dimensions of grace that have been entrusted with me expresses themselves, whether it's a gift of teaching or the gift of of prophecy and of discernment, of word of knowledge, word of wisdom. Those dimensions of gifts in me are expressed when I'm filled with the Spirit of God, when I'm walking in the fullness of the presence of God, that those gifts come alive and I begin to sense them in the Spirit activated to work. You see, so in that sense, you will see that if you are full of the Spirit of God, whatever gift has been assigned to you, it will manifest. That supernatural endowment by the Spirit of God will manifest. Okay? So that is a benefit of the being filled with the Spirit of God, being filled with the manifest presence of God, and therefore walking in the supernatural in that sense. Yeah, so as we come to the conclusion of this message, I would like you to reflect on this, to ask yourself this, have you desired the expression of spiritual gifts in your life? And have you been wondering, do you have a spiritual gift? Have you been wondering, how come some gifts that you used to have maybe don't seem to manifest? You have to reflect on this, message and find out whether could it be that you are not walking in the fullness of the Spirit, that you are not walking a life that is filled with the manifest presence of God, therefore manifesting the gifts of the Spirit of God in your life. Ask yourself that. So reflect on that. And also you can also ask yourself that when in the kingdom community that you are part of, is there a culture of be people walking in the fullness of the Spirit and therefore an expression of the different results of grace? That's the different spiritual gifts. Is there an openness and an allowance for the Spirit of God to be expressed through the it can be in the form of a Bible study, it can be a group, it can be a form of a prayer group, it can be the form of a church, you know, or whatever fellowship that you have, an interdenominational fellowship. Ask yourself, is there a sense of a permission and of allowance of the Spirit to express himself in various gifts? Is there a sense in which people are walking in the fullness of the Spirit and therefore expressing these gifts consistently? If you have been blessed by this message, I would like you to subscribe to the podcast so that you don't miss any future episodes. And also, share the same with a friend, a colleague, a family member. You can also share them on the message on your social media platform, or in a group, maybe in an email address, whichever email group that you have, whichever context you can share, so that whoever you think may benefit from this may be able to access the message. And you encourage them also to subscribe so that they don't miss the same. Others, you can also give us feedback using the email address that is provided for in the show notes and the social media profiles that are contacts that are also provided. I pray for you that by the enabling of the Spirit, that by being filled with the presence, that God will grant you grace to be filled, to go for the fullness of the Spirit of God, to be filled with the manifest presence of God, so that you are going to manifest the different gifts. Maybe I can also just pray for you. Heavenly Father, I want to commit the listener to you of this message today. I pray, King of Glory, God, that you may pour out your Spirit over their lives. As kingdom citizens, I pray that you may fill them overflowing. And I pray that you may activate the spiritual gifts in their lives to begin to operate and help them to have the courage to step out and begin expressing this different dimension of gifts, whether their gifts whether their gifts of service are within the context of the organizational dimension of the church, or whether their gifts of power, or gifts of utterance, or gifts of revelation that they have, whichever kind of gifts, of ministry gifts, of offices, of apostle, prophet, teacher, evangelist, and pastor, any kind of gift that they have, gifts of interpretation of dreams, whatever kind of gift, we pray that by your Spirit, that as they are filled with the Holy Spirit, and I'm asking that you may pour out your Spirit and fill them today supernaturally, God. Lord, I pray as they are filled, let them express these different results of grace. Let them walk in the fullness of the expression of the supernatural through spiritual gifts and be able to build the body of Christ. I pray that you may remove any barrier of fear. You may remove any barrier that the enemy has erected over their life. And Father, King of Glory, you may push them into this dimension of the supernatural, of walking in the gifts. I pray for those whose gifts have become dormant, that Lord, you supernaturally reactivate them and let them begin to blossom, and let the limitations for exercising of those gifts be set loose. I pray for those people who are leaders, who are ministers, who are listening to this, that Lord of Glory, you will stir up, Father God, spiritual gifts within them, and Father God, within their community of kingdom, to be used for advancement of the purposes of God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. God bless you.